Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You gotta be kidding me. Hey. Fast Eddie's in the house. The continental lover, 230 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. We got a great show tonight.
We do, Mr. Eddie.
Jeff Taylor.
We're going to be talking NHL, which you know makes my heart warm, and the NFL.
Well, it makes my ass cold.
Well, it makes everyone's ass cold, to be perfectly honest with you. The NHL is played on ice, so that's all you could expect is a cold ass when you're talking the NHL. But we're going to talk the NHL, NFL, MLB, and some WWE, of course, here with Eddie. And the NBA, which is an interesting topic that we're going to get into in the first segment, because the NBA playoffs are heating up. The supposed, what all the kids believe is the greatest of all time, was playing in a series. He's knocked out of that series, and now all of the questions begin. What will be the future of LeBron James? He's knocking on 40's door, but the guy seems to be aging gracefully. He runs up and down the court. He still looks like the LeBron James of his prime when you watch him on TV.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Is your name Stevie Wonder?
No, I watched the games.
No, I watched him too. He choked.
Well, I'm not going to say that he won.
He ran out of gas, Jackson. I mean, he sat on his ass and he ran out of gas. I mean, you know, come on.
I look forward to getting into that because I cannot blame LeBron James for losing that series.
Well,
who's
going to blame? The ball always goes to LeBron.
The ball does often go to LeBron James, and he plays 40 minutes a game, which at the age of 39 is incredible for any athlete to be able to do so. And don't get me wrong, Eddie. I'm not sitting here defending LeBron James.
Well, he's no Michael Jackson. He played whatever, Jackson. You know, he got it done. How many championships did Michael Jordan win?
He won 6.
Not only counting NASCAR, he wins everywhere he goes.
All right, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All you want to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal.
Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
PSA for anyone who's not the best at remembering dates. Mother's Day is May 12th. Luckily, finding something she'll love is easy. Just go to Kohl's. I got a Sephora fragrance set for $35. Then with the extra 20% off, I scored cute PJs for just $19.99 and jewelry for under $30. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash and found even more great prices across the store. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 12th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
That's right. We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, as always, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we got to talk about our boy Lenny over there at O-Dark 30, where tactical meets practical. O-Dark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those who are looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, functional. It has a timeless style. And that is no joke. If you want to be a real man, go to talk to our boy Lenny at odark30.com.
Well, absolutely, because when I head to Houston tomorrow, I guarantee you there's a lot of odark30.com guys in Houston.
Yes,
that's where real men dress. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Ain't no sissified boys in Houston, Texas.
That's true. They, what do they say? Steer? Never mind. Hey, listen, this is...
No, that's what you guys say.
Well, we're going to listen to some audio here, Eddie.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime. Jokic just screened Murray to try to break the tie. No timeout by the Lakers. They got to go. James, a bump, a feed, a print shot. No! Zero's on the clock. The Nuggets advance. They have won. And the defense of their championship title is alive and well.
Okay, so here's the difference, I believe, Eddie, is that 39-year-old LeBron James cannot carry a team like 34, 33, 32-year-old LeBron James could. And that Lakers team is a disaster. Anthony Davis is injury prone. When he's healthy, they're all doing this. We need 3 days off between games. We have to have a maintenance day. The NBA stepped in and tried to stop him from doing it. But one of the biggest... in LA, it seems to be in the water, because you've got Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers that always needs days off. You've got Anthony Davis, who always needs days off. And that doesn't cut it in the playoffs. And they really don't have the team around those two superstars to beat the Denver Nuggets, who, in my opinion, are the best team in the NBA, because they have Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. When Jamal Murray's healthy, they're unbeatable, in my opinion. Aaron Gordon, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, they're a well-built team, and I just don't think the Lakers are that.
Well, Lakers are over. You know, it's all the pub out of L.A. That's the problem. When you get that kind of pub, you got to deliver. It's always LeBron here, LeBron that. Well, LeBron has run out of gas. And the Clippers, I mean, give me all these la-la guys in L.A., they believe the press, and they believe all these people patting them on the back saying, oh, I love you so much. But, hey, show up, will you?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't show up. I mean, they don't show up like the Celtics. They don't show up like these other guys that really won a championship, like the Denver Nuggets. Denver Nuggets took it to them.
Yeah.
And they showed them what a real championship team needs to play for. You know, it's not about LeBron James. Who gives a damn about LeBron James? I'm tired of LeBron James. I mean, he needs to retire and go on his merry way and say, it's been fun, gotta run.
Well, he's not going to retire after this season because...
Well, no, he's going to play with his son. Yeah. That's what he's going to do.
And the Lakers fear LeBron leaving, which would leave them in absolute... They would have to rebuild, which the Lakers do not want to do. So they came out today and said that they are open to drafting Bronny in this upcoming draft. They're going to have to probably... I mean, I don't think the kid's going to go in the first round. If they do take him in the first round... It's legitimately because they want LeBron to stay there.
Well, it's a fix. That's what you call that.
Yeah.
The fix is in. He's no more a number one draft choice in basketball than you or me. I mean, please.
Yeah. The children of these superstars, it's not really a basketball thing. It seems like the guys that were all right have great kids, because Michael Thompson, who was a role player on those Lakers teams, Del Curry, who was a journeyman, who was throughout his career just a big, and those two guys, their kids are phenomenal. But Michael Jordan's kids were not stars like Michael Jordan, and I have a feeling that we're going to have the same letdown with the James boys. Bronny will come into the NBA. He may be Gary Payton's kid would be the best instance in the NBA now, because Gary Payton too has made a little bit of a career. He's not a star, but he's been a great role player on a few teams. He's bounced around a lot, but it's just I just don't understand. The Lakers are going to end up regretting bringing LeBron James to LA. I know they won the bubble title. Who cares about that? That was a joke.
Right.
Nobody, there's an asterisks all over every title that was won during COVID lockdowns and COVID hysteria. Nothing was normal. I don't want to hear about it. LeBron James has done nothing for the Lakers, and they were bounced by a significantly better team. They may have matched up better against any other team that they played in the first round, but unfortunately they got the Denver Nuggets, and the Denver Nuggets are going to be a difficult out in the Western Conference, although Minnesota and Oklahoma City look very good. It's going to be an interesting rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, looking good and winning in mile-high temperatures is a different story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you definitely have to be ready for that. That's why I wonder with Oklahoma City. Those guys are all young. That could potentially be a team that can overcome playing at those higher altitudes just because of their age. They're still very young, but I don't know. Denver is such a well put together team that it's going to be you're going to have to beat the champs to get to the finals this year.
Well, I can tell you what, Jeff, that I was conditioned in professional wrestling to wrestle me 60 minutes without a breathing hard. When I went to Denver my first time in, oh, my goodness Christ. I mean, I did the one tackle drop down, hip toss, arm drag, and boom. All of a sudden, when I hit, I was like, there was no air in the building.
Buddy,
and I'm going, where did the air go? You know what I mean?
When I was there last year, I went to Red Rocks to see a show. And when you go to Red Rocks, you have to climb a mountain to get to it. And I got up there and I thought, I'm looking around for the ambulances. I'm like, I may need some help up here. And they do. When you get to the top of it, they have oxygen. They're like, if you need it, here's some oxygen. So, yeah, it's difficult. It's a difficult place to play. All of their teams have an advantage or disadvantage, whichever way you look at it. But in basketball, if you're conditioned to play in Denver, you're going to have an advantage when you're playing at home. And
hey, Jeff, I want to say hello before I forget to Leon Beck in Texas hot country.
Oh, yeah.
They're smoking hot. And you guys strap yourself in, because the lover is hitting Texas tomorrow. And the rest is going to be history, Bubba.
I'll be 2 weeks behind you, Eddie. So,
I know you will. That's it. I can't wait.
I'll be in Dallas. You'll be in Houston, a couple of Texas boys for, well, I'm a Florida boy, but I'll be in Texas for a week, so.
Yeah, but then you coming to see me, right?
Yeah, so I'll spend half of next month in Texas, which is exciting. Listen.
You know what that's called? Barbecue and beer, Bubba.
Yes, sir. I wanted to get into this NHL thing. So in all sports, it seems like they sort of push for the big city teams, the big market teams to have an advantage when it comes to the playoffs. They want New York. They want LA. If they can't have the two of those guys, then they want the bigger names. They want their bigger stars. And nothing was more apparent watching the New York Rangers and the Washington Capitals, which, you know, I want to talk about this because, as you know, I'm a huge Capitals fan, and it was a disgrace how the NHL handled that series. There were three defensemen from the Capitals injured on hits that were very questionable, and the Washington Capitals have a guy on their team who's that kind of guy where if he's on your team, you love him. If he's not on your team, you hate him, in Tom Wilson. And of course, I love him. He's on my team. But they, to the letter, he was suspended for hitting a guy who didn't have the puck, making contact with his head and leaving his feet. And in game three of that series, their young stud Matt Rempe left his feet, made contact with Trevor Van Riemsdyk's head, and after he had the puck, and there was no suspension, there was no meeting to talk about whether there needed to be discipline afterward. And it's appalling because the Capitals came into that series with very little chance to win. Nobody was under the impression that those injuries pushed that series in the direction of the Capitals winning it. They sold at the trade deadline. They backed their way into the playoffs. It wasn't a good year for them. They're under a first-year head coach. But at the same time, if you're going to be a sports league that's going to have teams in markets that aren't New York and LA, at least don't apparently root for the teams that are in your markets. It drives me crazy that...
Well, it's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been that way. Give me New York, give me L.A. You know something? Screw the left coast. Screw the right coast. The east coast. You know, I love the Rangers. Don't get me wrong. I used to watch the Rangers when I lived in Manhattan. But you got to give other people like the Capitals, I mean, and Detroit Red Wings and other people a shot. Because they're great hockey towns. Both of those are great hockey towns.
It's not even that. It's just that if you're going to make a rule, and they want they want big hits out of the game, which I think is ridiculous. Although injuries are bad, so I see why. I get it. Cool. It's going to be out of the game. Make it fair. If you're going to write down a letter of the law, follow the letter of the law. Don't say, whoa, we can't do this because we want the Rangers in the Stanley Cup final, and if we suspend one of their better players, because Lafreniere, two hits that were less than clean, knocked out two of the defensemen. He's one of their stars. He could have been suspended as well. Just follow the letter of your own laws. Listen, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All of the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, as always, with my host and friend, Eddie Mansfield, the Continental Lover. And Eddie, always, it's the first thing I feel that I have to do, and that's hit odark30.com. Our buddy Lenny
Murphy
over there. I read the copy most of the times for the commercial because that's what they've written down. That's what they want said. But every once in a while, I like to go off copy and say, if you go over to odark30.com and check out the boots, the shoes, the clothes, it's all very cool. I walk around town and I can look at a guy and tell whether he's the kind of guy that I'd want to have a beer with, or he's the kind of guy that I want to send shopping with my wife. And Odark 30 is have a beer with guy type gear. So go to odark30.com, check out what they've got over there, and pick up some have a beer with a guy clothes.
Yeah, without a doubt. Have more than one beer with you guys, man. I mean, it's like, hey, you sit there and you need to talk some trash, man. And look at all them beautiful girls.
Dress like a man.
Odark30.com, believe me.
Dress like a man at odark30.com.
Well, and act like a man.
So the NFL draft went almost exactly how it was scripted. The number one draft pick was, of course, Caleb Williams goes to the Chicago Bears. Good luck, Chicago. They rolled out the plans for their new dome stadium over there on the lake. And
hey, well, I told you, Jeff, remember?
I remember.
They were going to get, on that number nine, they were going to get a wide receiver. And who did they get?
A wide receiver.
Absolutely. Now they got a 1-2 combo.
Yeah, you know, though, I have very little faith in Caleb Williams. And the thing about the stadium is that they rolled out their big plans for this new stadium they're all excited about. And the city of Chicago said, we're not paying. I think it was, is it $8 billion for the entire stadium? The Bears have offered up 4.2. And I think that they're asking the city of Chicago for 4 point something. And then there's an entertainment complex, which rolls it into more. It's a lot of money they're asking for that city. And I wonder if the city's thinking, you guys just drafted a guy who's going to be the next guy we're going to be trading away to get a better quarterback in the draft. Not now. Get us a stud at quarterback. It's been forever. I can't even remember the last stud quarterback in Chicago. I mean, Jim McMahon was cool, but he wasn't exactly the reason why those Bears teams won a Super Bowl.
Oh, Jim McMahon was the man.
Yeah, I know.
Let me tell you something. Oh, you cannot say that he didn't electrify. He electrified.
Yeah, but
Chicago.
He was a Hollywood.
They never had another dude that electrified Chicago Bears like Jim McMahon. I mean, come on. I played golf tournaments with Jim McMahon. he plays barefooted. That's how cool that dude is.
Yeah, you know, well, I'll tell you this much. You put me in at quarterback with that Bears team, and we got a shot. We can win at least 10 games.
No, you wouldn't. Hey,
Hike, I'm handing this ball to Walter Payton. Up, Walter got stopped.
That's when them boys really hit you. Today, I would say, put you in because they're playing flag football.
Bro, but I'd hand the ball to Walter Payton and I'd be...
Let me tell you something. They'd knock your balls in the dirt, buddy, and wouldn't even think about it.
They would have to
get one shot.
To catch me because I'd be running out of that stadium like Forrest Gump. I'd hand the ball to Walter,
the other way.
And then I'd be running the opposite way.
Let you run.
Right. Yeah, well,
Gump.
They picked up Caelan Williams. Jaden Daniels goes to the Washington Redskins, or Commanders, the Commodores. And
The Commodores.
It pretty much went the way that everybody expected that it would. Then, on the clock, the Atlanta Falcons, they just signed Kirk Cousins to a sweet four-year deal, which, granted, there is an out clause after two, so... It could be a two-year deal, but $50 million guaranteed. They've got their guy at Atlanta, and they've got the eighth pick. Is it the eighth or the ninth? I think it was the eighth pick. And they take Michael Penix Jr. And the world goes crazy because that is considered the worst pick of the draft. I'm here to tell you, I remember this kind of hysteria when Green Bay drafted Jordan Love, and there was all kinds of drama because was it going to hurt Aaron Rodgers' feelings that they drafted a quarterback with their first round pick? Jordan Love's going to be a bust. Jordan Love's going to do this. Jordan Love's going to do that. Aaron Rodgers takes his game.
Yeah, but you got to understand something, Jeff.
I'm going to.
The difference in Aaron Rodgers, he was established.
Yeah, so is Kirk
Cousins.
You're
bringing in Jordan Love. He didn't mean a rat's butt. Okay, now you paid a guy $100 million guaranteed. $87 million of it was guaranteed.
Wow.
Okay, and then you draft a Michael Penix in the first round. What are you trying to tell the guy you just brought in and paid him $100 million that, I don't really believe in you? You know what happened when he drafted that Mike Penix? I'm going to tell you what happened.
All right.
That stupid-ass head coach for Atlanta Falcons, he just lost his number one quarterback because he's not going to trust him anymore. And you know why? Because he's already second-guessed him. Now, if I'm an owner, let's play devil advocate.
All right.
This deal here.
Let's hear
it. Okay.
Yep.
I would have drafted him because of this. I would have gave him a number one draft choice. That's for damn sure. But I would have drafted a quarterback to back him up because he's coming off Achilles surgery.
Yeah.
All right. Now, is he well or is he not well? You'll never know that until he's behind the center.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if he goes down... Now you got a top-rate guy that can come in right off the bat. But is he a top-rate guy that can come in? You know, he looks good in college, but does he look good in the pros? That's the problem.
It's easy to draft a quarterback bust. It's hard to draft a stud. And I have a feeling, if it's just me, that if Kirk Cousins goes down early in the first season and Penix comes in on this team that's proven to not be able to win, he's going to be in trouble. But if Kirk Cousins can come in, play the first year, play the second year of that contract, and then they've got the out, they can send him packing, and then Penix comes in after backing Kirk Cousins up.
Well, they can send him packing, but they're going to send $100 million with him. Packing.
Yeah, if they get 4 years out of Kirk Cousins, great for them, or three even. Let's just say three. Then you're at $30 million a year. That's a normal thing to pay a quarterback. Then you've gotten your money's worth out of Cousins, and you got the guy coming in after him who's been sitting on the bench learning from Kirk Cousins. And Penix comes in as Jordan Love did. And Jordan Love looks like he could be a Super Bowl winner in Green Bay.
Oh, absolutely.
He got him to the playoffs before everybody thought he would. People were talking about the fact that he wasn't going to be good. He proved them all wrong. And that same situation could happen in Atlanta. It's going to be interesting to see down the road what happens there with those two guys. The other thing that happened this week is Travis Kelce, who's got three Super Bowl titles. He got a two-year extension with the Chiefs, worth $34.5 million. $17 guaranteed in 2024.
Cheap.
Yeah, they got him for cheap. You know what though?
Yeah, they got him cheap because he's a white guy.
Well, I also think
why didn't they get, they're paying all these black guys $100 million. How come you can't pay a white guy?
Well, first of all, I mean
he's a tight end and he is a stud.
Yeah.
And he's got three championship rings that it says Lombardi Trophy on it, and he's only worth $37 million and $17 million guaranteed. Come on.
Well, listen,
brother.
Here's the thing is, first of all,
I don't want to hear about that.
I can't turn on my television without seeing Travis Kelce's face. He's in every commercial. He's got Pfizer deal. He's got Geico deal. He's got this deal. He's got that deal. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are putting the money that they make on their contracts in their couch cushions. It's pennies to them. And these guys want to win. So if Travis Kelce gets a huge deal, they can't bring in anybody else. They need to bring in other guys. So this might have been a smart football move for him. The guy is not going to want for anything. He's got Taylor Swift on his arm. She's a billionaire, and he's making plenty of money. Mr. Pfizer's
making
plenty of money.
Yeah, but he's my kind of guy. You go with a fine ass woman that takes care of yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though you're successful, you got to have another beautiful woman that goes along with you.
Yep.
Just like the Continental Lover does. I got a beautiful woman that goes right beside me all the time and makes me a better guy.
Yeah.
It really does. Well, and I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah.
And I want to say a shout out for her. And but she's made the Continental Lover a better guy all around. And you got to look at it that way.
Yeah.
You know, hey. He got lucky with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift got lucky with him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like those two are good. Okay. It's like me and my girl. We're good. I mean, we're spot on. I don't have to worry about it.
Your girl's been putting up with you for decades. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have been in a year. I know.
She makes me better.
Bro, I know. I'm just saying, let's not put that kind of... I don't know that Taylor Swift's as good as her yet. We're going to have to find out. It's only been a year. She's got big shoes to fill if we're putting her in that kind of air. But the last thing on here for the NFL is Ezekiel Elliott got a new deal. Good for him. The Cowboys are going to stink.
Can you believe that?
No, we gotta go though, Eddie. So we'll talk about more after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Important news. Mother's Day is only 2 weeks away, but don't panic. Go to Kohl's. I was just there, and they have great prices on gifts for all of the moms in your life. You can pamper her with self-care favorites. Treat her to Glam Sephora finds. Get top picks for her coffee fix, and more. Plus, if you shop now, you'll save 20% on some of your gifts. Yep, it doesn't get much better or easier than Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends April 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPB LLC.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
That's right. We are mouthing off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with always host, the continental lover, the legend, the icon, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Without a doubt.
Listen, Eddie, in the MLB right now, the Dodgers, people were questioning them. They're now looking like what was expected out of the Dodgers. The Yankees are, of course, they don't have the strongest pitching staff in the league, but they still look like a juggernaut in the East. The Braves, I'm very excited about the Braves, although they're not my team. The pitching for the Braves is pitching old school. You got guys going complete games, got almost everybody pitching into the sixth or seventh inning, and then they bring it in their bullpen the way you're supposed to. I'm very happy that the Braves are still playing old school. No surprise that the Braves and pitching synonymous, and they're doing it right. The WWE released Jinder Mahal after they made him a champion just to get a big TV deal in India. Now he's been released.
Oh, absolutely. Have you noticed that what they've done is anytime that WWE wants a TV deal, they'll take a Indian guy, or they'll take a...
An Australian woman?
oh, stinky-ass girl, Rhea Ripley? Yeah, absolutely. And what they'll do is they'll build them up and get that TV deal. And once they ain't that deal, they get rid of their ass. And that's just the way it works. I mean, you're in and out. And, the WWE, I mean, it's been horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they've gone back to walking and talking and nothing behind it. And you know something? I want to talk about Jim Ross.
Okay.
And I want to talk about that fat, God got even with him. You know, his face is all puckered up. He looks like he's slept his face full of hemorrhoid cream. You know, he looks like the
or he needs
south
to.
End of a northbound mule is what he does. And Jim Ross, the McGurk family in Tulsa, Oklahoma, took old Kissy Lips ass boy and took him from a nobody and made him a somebody as a wrestling announcer. And then he teamed up with Bill Watts, Cowboy Bill Watts, the biggest thief in the world besides Jim Ross. And they went in and stole a territory from a former two NCAA champion who lost his sight. Now, they took advantage of a handicapped guy who lost his sight and stole his territory after he put them in the damn business. And you know something, Jim Ross, don't you go around and talk about and muffle through your poot-ass looking face that you haven't done anything. Well, what you done, he stole millions from Leroy McGurk. And you kissed Bill Watts' ass. I don't know why you kissed Bill Watts' ass. He got caught screwing a wrestler, and his wife sued him for everything, and he turned around and sold his Universal Championship Wrestling tapes to Vince McMahon. Isn't that strange how things work? But you know something? Vince McMahon went in and hired Mike McGurk to go in and destroy them. And that's exactly what she did. And God bless you, Mike. I love you, and I treasure you, and I loved your father, and I loved your whole family. And it's a disgrace what Jim Ross and Bill Watts did to your family. And let me tell you something. As long as Eddie Mansfield is living, they will not go unaccounted for, because they're a bunch of jabroni pieces of trash. And that's all they are.
Yeah, Eddie, you know, so many unfortunate stories in the wrestling history, and it seems like there are a lot of snakes in the grass throughout. And fortunately, there are also what's that little animal that eats the snakes? What's that thing called? The little squirrel looking thing that runs around and eats all the snakes. Well, there's plenty of them too to run out there, and they see these snakes seem to be getting caught in the grass, and it's a good thing, because a lot of guys built these territories and had great things, and it could be said that it was better when there were just the small territories, and it was more about putting the butts in the seats than it was about the TV deals. There's a lot to be said about that in a lot of sports, but Vince McMahon bought up all the territories. He made it a TV thing. And
well, he didn't buy up all the territories. What he did is he went in and made it impossible. He didn't make it impossible. What happened was the NWA folded because they were scared to death of Vince. Well, let me tell you something. You got three or four different television stations in each market. If he went in and bought one, go over to the next one. It's called competition. But yeah. See, they were scared to death of competition, the NWA. And NWA stood for no wealth allowed. I mean, you had to fight for every nickel and dime you ever got. It didn't matter if you drew $1 million or $2 million or whatever. It's Vince made it easier for guys to make money, but the NWA never had to fold. They had offices everywhere. But you know why they couldn't run? Because they were stealing so much money. They didn't want the IRS to come in and check them out.
Well, that's a good reason.
You know, they hit it like the Hatfields and McCoys. That was who was running the damn NWA. That was the Fullers and the Welches. And they had a monopoly on all the NWA. And no wealth allowed. Always remember that.
Well, it seems as though the opening is there for a competitive company to come in and take advantage of the fact that the WWE has taken some punches recently, and it's going to be difficult for them to, I mean, they got a lot of press for WrestleMania. And as you said, coming off of WrestleMania, the product hasn't been as good as it could be. I really think that they've got the biggest problem with being so Hollywood as the WWE has become is that they're not focusing on going out there and finding this new talent. Like, let's just take, for example, the Road Warriors. Those guys were a couple of bouncers at a bar that were big,
Minnesota,
and mean,
right?
And somebody saw them and said, you should do this, and they turned those two guys into a worldwide phenomenon. And I just feel like for some reason there's no minor leagues right now that are getting guys. There's the crazies that are out there smashing each other over the head with fluorescent lamps, and there's guys out there that are doing backyard wrestling, but there's no minor leagues. And that's a different thing also with the territories, where that basically was the minor leagues.
You know what I'm going to do, Brett? Jeff and I usually keep everything to myself, and you know that.
All right.
I'm going to break something for all you 6 million Mouthing Off listeners and all you wrestling fans. And I got millions of fans out there, and I really appreciate each and every one of you. I've been contacted by a big studio for me to come and do what I did with the IWF at Universal with them and create a new federation that will do what needs to be by the guys, give them SAG benefits, the whole nine yards. So I was presented with that this past week and early in the week, because and so I'm mulling it over, because it takes a lot, and I'm putting together a team of really, really good wrestling people. I'm not talking about that old washed up horse shit that they got in there. I'm bringing in my guys that have a new sight on the way the business is really can draw. And I'm going to create my own talent like I did with the IWF. I created Rob Van Dam. I created Smoking Guns. I created on and on and on. All of my guys went on to be superstars because Eddie Mansfield creates superstars. Well, so you strap yourself in and you watch what's going to happen in the next year or so. And it ought to be fun, because I'm going to give them bastards a run for their money, because I got $1 billion behind me, and I'll show AEW they ain't nothing but ass wipe. You know what I mean? It's like I go past them so fast that it make their head swim. And then the WWE, I'm going to go past them. I don't care. I mean, because I take no prisoners.
That's exciting. You know? That's exciting. Really, that's exciting news. And I feel like it's the opportunities there right now in wrestling for someone to come in and break that glass ceiling and take over for the organization that has for decades been running the business. And hopefully, if you get this opportunity, you can figure out a way to go back to those weekly shows where you've got the minor leagues of wrestling, where those guys are out there. They're not going to be making, you know, millions of dollars doing it, but you'll be able to bring guys in, and if they've got a shot, they'll be able to move up into the bigger circuit. And that's really something I feel that's been lost.
And you know something? It goes down to it. I'm going to have a couple of minor league places that will be training, and we'll create some huge superstars. And that's the key. You have to build it. If you build it, they'll come. But you can't build it on a quicksand deal. AEW is built on quicksand. Vince McMahon built his on solid rock.
Yeah.
And I will never, ever take any. I don't like Vince McMahon personally. I can't stand him. But I respect him as a promoter. He did a great job. He really, really did. And Stephanie and Triple H have, you know, followed his damn deal. And now, when they turn the reins over to the Continental Lover, you better strap yourself in, Jackson, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.
Yeah, that's exciting. I look forward to that. If it pans out, that's going to be a lot of fun. And Eddie Mansfield.
Well, it's all about the money to me, Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, if you want me to go in and create something for you, you pay me what I need to be paid, or I'm done. You know, I don't have to do it. But you can't get somebody else that can do it as good as I can, because I know all facets of that business.
Yep.
You know, and you know, from producing it to directing it to everything, you know, creating the characters and creating everything. I'm really, really good at that. And that's why they came knocking on my door.
Well, I'm glad they did, Eddie. Listen, we got to go, but we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Yeah.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Melvin, all over the world.
We are back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the Continental Lover, the legend, the icon, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, a lot of fun today. Got into a lot of sports and you broke some news, which was exciting. And just altogether a fun time had by all.
Well, you know, I'm just glad you got that nut off for you with the NHL, because it was bothering you.
Yeah.
And so you got to say what you want to say, and hey, well, strap yourself in. Here we go.
I'm a big NHL fan, and I'm a big fan of the Washington Capitals, and they've got the greatest player, the greatest scorer of all time. It's been disappointing the last few years to watch him struggle team-wise. He's on the verge of breaking Wayne Gretzky's scoring record. That's going to be exciting for the Capitals fans, but I just really don't like it for any team to have to go in and see just blatant hypocrisy when it comes to these rules that they're rolling out, and they make one team pay a very heavy price. You watch the same thing happen, and because of the team that guy's on, because it's in New York, he gets away with it, and it's frustrating, but I'm feeling hatred for this guy, I guess, the way that people felt for my guy, and I guess at some point I'll have to get over it.
Hey, don't worry about it. You know something? If they hate you, you're doing something right.
That's right. Well, we talked NFL, we talked MLB, we talked WWE, lots of stuff going on. It's baseball season's getting really fun, and the NFL draft's over. We may get into that in a little more detail going forward, but It's been an interesting sports season. The NBA playoffs getting hot. It's a lot of fun. A lot of teams that were it's stacked in a weird way where there are series that are happening quickly where teams are getting dispatched quickly. But I think as we get deeper into the rounds, it's going to be a lot better basketball with these teams meeting each other that are legitimate teams as opposed to jabronis like LeBron James rolling in there with his half a team and getting knocked out in five games. All right, Eddie. Well, it's been real fun, and I look forward to next week.
And I'll see you, big dog, from the great state of Texas next week.
Tell them goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying so long, everybody.